Okay, we are back. Carl Sabatino and Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino, heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Thank you all for tuning in. Roland, I have a question.
You always have a question.
And this is a question for you.
Oh.
Many people do not know that you are an honorary member of the Friars Club. Some call it the Yuck Yuck Club.
Honorary? Where did you get honorary?
Well, I thought it was honorary, but
no, I'm a member.
I always give you the honorarium, if you will.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
However, the point is that that's the funny person's club. If for those who don't know the Friars Club, it's for jokesters and comedians, and they all have a wonderful rousing time there. However, who do you think in the course of your life? What makes you laugh? What are the things that you find funny?
Surprise.
Okay.
Surprise. That's how comic routines, you know, they set you up and then all of a sudden they come in with a line that you didn't expect. It's a surprise.
Yes.
And that tickles my funny bone most times.
Most times. But was there anybody in particular that you could think of that, and I asked this question because.
Oh, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
I thought it was brilliant. Are you talking about stand-up? Or are we talking
stand-up.
About
yeah. The toughest thing to do in the world is stand-up comedy.
Oh, absolutely. I thought he was, to me, Jonathan Winters.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
come
yes,
on.
Yes.
Because
they
best.
They created while you were watching them these characters.
Sure.
Robin Williams when he did the. Backstage, I can't think of the name of the show that he did on public broadcasting where he was a guest. It'll come to me. He did a 7-minute stand-up with a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely is the funniest 7 minutes I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I tell you,
brilliant in every way.
Yes. I remember one time on the Johnny Carson show, we had Robin Williams and Jonathan Winters. And they just took that audience exactly where they wanted it. It was hilarious. Carson was on the floor. And this was all spontaneous shtick.
But, you know, and now we're getting to it. It's the spontaneous shtick that gets me. That's the kind of stuff that, and my wife does not understand it. My wife looks at me and saying, what the heck are you laughing at? I could see something on television that happens spontaneously, and I am absolutely floored. But for you, let's get back to the question now.
Yeah, but I want to go back to another individual who people don't really know that he is can be a very clean comedian, even though today he does a lot of prurient stuff.
Yes.
And that's Bob Saget. Bob Saget was a very, very funny man.
He began his career in stand-up.
Indeed. And I worked with him on the morning program at CBS
for many years. Yes, you did. We should get him on the show. We should try to get him on the show.
Maybe he'll take your call.
When you watch something that's clearly off the wall, though, and my wife looks at me and saying, what the heck are you laughing at? I find the funniest things. Do you know what I find funny? The funniest thing of all? The deadpan. When someone just stares and looks at the camera.
That's Laurel and Hardy. It's Abbott and Costello.
Drives me to I just can't stop laughing.
True.
And I was in a theater with my sister Margaret, who you know, my darling sister. We were watching the Pink Panther. And the funniest part about that is when he comes around the staircase and accidentally spills his milk and he stares at the camera. My sister Margaret and I, we went nuts.
Yeah.
The attendant had to come over to us. This is many years ago. We were screaming because I loved it. It was classic. Wonderful deadpan comedy. I love it. Love it.
Vaudeville was good at that. I mean, the comedians in those days, I mean, you did both visual as well as vocal.
And they grabbed you. And I remember, I was a baby, the end of Vaudeville, how funny those guys were. Billy Corbett. No one remembers Billy Corbett. He was one. Anyway, I had to ask you that question as a change of pace.
Well, you did change the pace, but it's an interesting topic.
It is. We're going to get
back to it. I mean, humor is a fascinating thing.
And we are fascinating.
But we have to say we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is it okay to talk to yourself? Is it equally okay to answer yourself? It's essential. Here's the science of it.
Hey, now you listen to me.
Once upon a time, every behavior required a step-by-step learning approach. Over time, they've become automatic. However, talking to yourself out loud is a way to coach yourself through any activity, even maintain safety. Today's modern aircraft employs this technique, pre-wired with cockpit voices, walk pilots through difficult problems. Use this technique to reduce accidents in your house. As you go up or down stairs, remind yourself out loud, hold on, pay attention to what I'm doing.
Listen to me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Talking yourself into being careful is not silly. It's very safe and very smart. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think Green. Glad to be with you. A 16-year-old Canadian student during a science project has figured out a way to break down the polymers in plastic bags. Bags that normally take over 1,000 years to degrade. Daniel Bird figured since bags eventually do degrade, it must be possible to speed up naturally occurring microbes in landfills. Since oceans are cluttered with tons of polluted plastic bags, which fish eat, we often eat those fish in restaurants or as sushi, causing spikes in healthcare problems. This kid gets a green star, because if his plastic bag decomposition can go from 1,000 years down to 3 months, we'll save millions of wildlife, while adding less to bloated landfills. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.